Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Week 5 edition of BetMGM. True live coast-to-coast on the BetMGM Network every Friday night and Saturday morning. Always inside your Odyssey app if you want to take us with you, AUDACY, and wherever you get your podcasts. Ready to preview Week 5, and there are a ton of huge matchups. One massive top 10 matchup that could decide the fate of the national championship or CFP picture, if not the Big 10 picture. We got a little more clarity maybe in Week 4 in the Big 12. I don't know. Is there ever clarity in the Big 12 as Texas Tech ran away from Utah late? But other than that, a bunch of blowouts, a close one in Columbia between Missouri and South Carolina. But the big news coming out of Week 4 and into Week 5 is John Mateer out probably a month. Hurt himself early in that win over Auburn and already did undergo surgery earlier in the week to address that hand injury. Brett Venables says the expectation is that he will be back at some point this season. That's not the question, I don't think, for Oklahoma fans. The question is, just how long are we talking and what games will Mateer have to miss? They're lucky enough. They've got this weekend off, and then they get Kent State at home. But then it ramps right back up in Choppy's backyard with the Red River rivalry against the Longhorns. Then a trip to South Carolina. Who knows what that one may mean at that point with the Gamecocks already holding on to two L's. And then really down the stretch, it doesn't get any easier. Ole Miss, Tennessee, Bama, Missouri, LSU. So Choppy, since that Red River shootout will take place in your backyard, let's start there with the Mateer impact on the Sooners and the playoff picture for them. They're back on the plus side of the money as far as the CFP bet goes, anywhere between plus 125 and plus 150, depending on where you find them. But the way I look at it, if they can get through this stretch, only losing one or two of these games, again, depending on when Mateer comes back, maybe for the Ole Miss game, maybe not until Tennessee, I think they're still in a decent spot. Being in the SEC, if you're a two-loss team and the two losses both happen with your starting quarterback out injured, I think you're going to have an advantage over some of those other two-loss SEC or Big Ten teams trying to get in.
You might, you know, because there's the unknown of what would have happened, you know, had he stayed healthy. But, you know, there's a trickle-down effect here, too. I mean, Texas is not going to get credit for a win over a healthy Oklahoma team, you know, when they go play if he misses the Red River game, which he's going to. So now Texas really has to beat Georgia. Or if they lose to Georgia, you know, that's two losses. Now they're going to have a win over a banged-up Oklahoma team and Florida. That's not enticing to the committee. Yeah, you got to hope for A&M to really run the table now. So it's a trickle-down effect, not just for Oklahoma, but for Texas as well, and anybody that Oklahoma plays. You know, if Ole Miss plays them without Mateer, I mean, are they getting credit now for a win? Probably not. So it's definitely difficult, but this changes the national championship picture. It changes the playoff picture. It changes the Heisman. It changes all that. Like, John Mateer has been the, you know, if not the best quarterback, he's been in the discussion for the best quarterback in the country to start the year. And now we're sitting here and he's going to wind up missing games and Oklahoma's going to be in a tricky spot.
John, the top of the SEC was already as wide open as it's been in recent years. This kind of opens it up a little bit more, at least the speculation and to the trickle-down effect like Choppy was talking about. What about Oklahoma's playoff chances given their schedule? And again, like Choppy was talking about, the trickle-down to everybody else in the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they'll have time. They'll have time to, I think, keep those goals intact if he comes back, you know, within a month. I think that's the key here. They're not going to beat Texas without him. There's no question about that. You know, like you said, at South Carolina, you know, before the season started, we would have said no chance. But I think we feel a lot less good about South Carolina today than we did at the start of the season. So I think Oklahoma should look at this next four-game stretch as we should go 3-1 here and without Mateer. And if they do, and if they're able to do that, obviously everything that they – because while Texas won't get credit for beating Oklahoma, Oklahoma won't get penalized, right? Like that's right. That's the upshot there. It's like they won't get penalized for losing games if they don't have John Mateer. So I still think they'll be, you know, they won't be favored at South Carolina, but I think they should feel very good about winning that game. So obviously it's not what you want to hear, but it's certainly not season ending, and I don't really think it changes much about their playoff hopes now. You know, SEC, you know, that may end that discussion just because, you know, one loss, you know, could put you behind the eight ball. But I definitely think their bigger picture goals are still intact.
Yeah, I do think it'll be interesting to see the rust factor that Mateer may or may not have when he comes back from this. It was a wholly different injury, but I think we saw a little bit of that rust factor, even though Lenora Sellers put up great numbers in that game against Missouri. Misses a few throws late, maybe not quite on point. Same thing. If Mateer comes back and it's back for a trip to Knoxville and then Tuscaloosa the week after that and then Missouri and you wrap up against LSU, there are a few defenses in there that I don't want my quarterback fresh off an injury coming back against, Choppy.
No, you don't. But, like, you know, when you have a quarterback who – and Mateer is – and the way the position in general is – there's not as much timing today as there once was, right? It used to be everything was in rhythm. Now you got a lot of improvisation. You got guys thrown off schedule. You know, I think it's easier to come back from an injury and play like you never missed a beat today in football more than it was, you know, even 10 years ago. So I think it'll be okay. The tough part's going to be is you're going to have road environments. You're coming back to a road environment and, you know, you haven't played a ton of road environments. I got to look at this. I don't think they've played a true, real road game anyway. And then if your first road environment is like, if it's in Knoxville, I mean, that's a tough place to play. You know, if it's in, you know, the Red River game is not a road environment. It's an awesome scene. Awesome. You know, but it's different, right? So he's going to miss. He would miss that. And that's a big spot to miss because, I mean, it's a half road environment. At least it's something to get used to. Those first road game of the year always scares you.
John, how are you feeling about Michael Hawkins Jr. taking over for a few weeks for Mateer and how it changes what Oklahoma wants to do on offense? Obviously, Mateer is also their leading rusher.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you can simulate that. I mean, I think no matter who it is, I think just because how important and just heliocentric – there you go, RJ. $2 word. How heliocentric that offense is, right? It's kind of like, you know, you asking me about Michael Hawkins Jr. replacing John Mateer. It's kind of like asking, you know, how is Gary Payton II going to replace Steph Curry? You know, it's like, I don't know, man. You know, your hope is that, you know, he's just serviceable enough. He doesn't turn the ball over, you know, doesn't make mistakes and just kind of runs the offense. But, I mean, there's no replacing John Mateer. Like, let's be clear about that. Like, you're not going to do everything that he brings to the team. It's not possible. So it's just survival. I mean, that's what the next, you know, four games is about for the Oklahoma Sooners.
there was an obvious move.
Why do I feel like heliocentric is a word that Bill Simmons would use? I just think that that's something that he would say.
Yeah, that's a big – That's a big I'm going to prove how smart I am word.
No, it's more like, you know, what it means is, for those out there who are unfamiliar, it's kind of like, you know, the sun, right? The sun. It's sort of everything orbits around it, right? And yes, John Mateer is the sun of the Oklahoma offense.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think I got that.
I'll look it in.
Yeah, I'll see if I can use it later today and confuse some people like you just confused the hell out of me and Choppy. Updated Heisman numbers, though. All of a sudden, Fernando Mendoza is the favorite, plus 650. You got Carson Beck right there as well, as Mateer drops all the way down the board behind a few other big names. And I don't know if this necessarily puts me fully Choppy in the Fernando Mendoza camp. I know he had a great game against Illinois. I don't know what we think of Illinois now, though. The numbers for the season are great, but they haven't played anybody really aside from Illinois. 14 touchdowns, no interceptions. Who are some of the other names? Because it feels like the Heisman race is wide open once again as well.
Sure. Look, I think you gotta throw Carson Beck in there. I know he's like right there near the top of that. I actually think what you know, Gunnar Stockton, if they wind up going undefeated, he is going to have you know, quite a little bit of thing to say about it. What happens with TCU and Josh Hoover? That's another situation that you got to keep an eye on. But you know, Miami is going to be in a position to be in the playoff. That puts Carson Beck squarely in the Heisman running. I mean, it really does. And I don't know, you know, I was just thinking that, you know, what this does for, you know, the national championship and the playoffs and obviously what it does with, you know, with some of the other teams. And like I said, the trickle down effect. But, you know, you brought up Illinois. You don't know what they are either. And that last weekend in college football with the Illinois loss, I mean, that is exhibit A on just getting rid of these preseason rankings, because we had them so high. Indiana's going to get a boost now for beating a top 10 team that probably wasn't a top 10 team. Top 10 teams don't lose by 53. So, I mean, I don't care where the game's played. They don't lose by 53 points. So, like, it's a trickle down.
Yeah, I'm still curious to see how Indiana handles things the rest of the way, too. They've still got some defenses on their schedule that are going to be a whole lot better than anything Mendoza has faced to this point, including games against Iowa and Oregon coming up. Speaking of Oregon, and we'll get to the whiteout game in Happy Valley in just a couple minutes between the Ducks and the Nittany Lions. John, I don't hate their quarterback, Dante Moore, at 10-1 right now as a Heisman candidate. He's put up some numbers through the first few games. Again, we can talk about the schedule through the first 4 weeks for Oregon. Hasn't been that stiff. But if he goes to Happy Valley and has even a decent game against that defense, I think he's got a good chance to get his number dropped as well. And right now, it's probably as long as it's going to get at 10-1. If you believe in Dante Moore and Oregon taking off, maybe you believe in them this week against Penn State, it's probably a good spot to jump in on him.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if you're one of those people that's betting Oregon this weekend, you should certainly believe that 10-1 on the Heisman for Dante is good. I don't. I think Penn State wins this weekend. I'm bold and brave and courageous as the home -3.5 point favorite. You know, I think a guy like Gunnar Stockton, you know, who is going to be quarterbacking a Georgia team that'll be right there in the end, I think, you know, 14-1 makes a lot of sense to me. You know, I have no problem with Carson Beck. I don't think, if you're betting Fernando Mendoza to win the Heisman at this point, you should probably not be betting the Heisman market. He's not winning it. And even if he does win it, you're betting into the absolute worst price. It would be more Stockton. You know, it would take a 30-1 flyer an hour. If you think Penn State's real, that makes sense to me too.
Yeah, and that would be another one that you would want to get ahead of before maybe Aller actually puts some things together against this week, or against Oregon this weekend, excuse me, if you believe in Aller still being a legit Heisman contender. Nussmeier's number has dropped now to the point where if you weren't in on him earlier and you still think he can put some numbers up this year, if you're talking about an SEC team who's going to go to the playoff, that would be a look. I'd even throw Josh Hoover out there as a long shot dark horse. It's 15-1. You could find a little bit better price if you shop around, Choppy, but that would be another name I'd throw out there if you're looking for someone different in what, again, is a wide-open Heisman field right now.
Totally wide open. I mean, you got anybody that's going to be a good team, any quarterback of a good team, I think you have to put in play. Hoover's done a great job. He's done a great job this year. Reed's done a good job as well. Like, again, any team that's going to wind up having one or two losses, you could throw in there to make a strong case for the Heisman, especially if they're in the 15-30-1 range. I mean, it's just good value. I mean, throw $10 on it. I mean, if you got Aller at 30-1, I mean, it's $10. It's nothing. Just throw it down there.
We do have a ton of huge games to get to, including a deeper dive on the whiteout game in state college between Oregon and Penn State. We'll get you ready for a couple of big SEC matchups, LSU, Ole Miss, Bama, Georgia, maybe even talk about that Illinois team hosting USC coming east. We'll get into all of those. A huge firing of a veteran head coach that we'll touch on before we get you our favorite bets of the week and our parlays as well. John may cook up a few more giant words that Choppy and I don't understand. Plenty still on the way. Stay with us. We got you covered for week 5 of the college football slate right here on BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Live coast to coast on the BetMGM network every weekend for you. You can always download us in podcast form as well, wherever you get your audio. And don't forget, you can watch the show on YouTube too. Just search for the BetMGM network alongside John Martin and RJ Choppy. I'm Chris Mack. There was a massive firing in the college football world, probably well deserved at this point, given how things have gone for the last couple of years in Stillwater. We'll get into that before the end of the show. Our favorite bets, as well as some parlays, we'll throw out there at you. And maybe even talk about who the next coach should be for the Cowboys. But let's focus on these massive matchups we have in week 5 of the college football season. And let's start with the top 10 matchup. Primetime, whiteout, Happy Valley, a rematch of last year's Big Ten championship game. Number 8 Oregon Ducks travel to Happy Valley to take on the number 3 Penn State Nittany Lions. Numbers at 3.5 total. down to about 51.5. Now, Oregon has given up just 37 points in four games. However, that's against Montana State, Oklahoma State, Northwestern, Oregon State, Penn State. They've only given up 17 points. But again, look at the three opponents, Nevada, FIU, Villanova. I look at this one, John, and I eye that total that's been inching down throughout the week. I know everybody is going to look at it and immediately go, oh, they lit up the scoreboard last year in Indy against each other. I think this game's more about the defenses. I know we just talked about both quarterbacks in relation to the Heisman race. I think it's which quarterback avoids the mistakes that both defenses are going to put them in position to make Saturday night.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think this is a lower scoring game. I think it's a high leverage game for the majority of it. You know, I don't know how much either coach is going to necessarily ask of their quarterback in this one. You know, and I just think for Penn State, you know, for James Franklin, I mean, this game just means everything, right? Like, you get accused year after year of not, and it's not really an accuse. It's like you don't
Facts.
Win top 10 matchups, right? Yeah, like, and so I think, you know, the idea that he's going to come out and just try to, you know, outscore Oregon, you know, obviously you would have more points, but it's a, you know, philosophy. I don't really think that's what this is going to be. So, yes, I think this is if Penn State has its way, you know, I think they're going to really try to go on long drives, lean on the running game, you know, burn that clock and make sure this is not a sort of back and forth affair. You know, so if you think Penn State and this is obviously there, you know, I would definitely lean under.
I am with you on the under. The only way I would bet the game other than the over-under is the only way I would bet it is Oregon money line. I think that's the only spot where there's value. I don't necessarily think that's going to happen, but that's the only way I would bet it. The 3.5 is too much, I think, for me to take Penn State, even though you're not paying all the juice. I don't like the -115 on the 3.5 for Oregon either. I think the only way I would bet it from a value standpoint is taking Oregon money line, but I'm with John. I like the under in this one. This thing's got 24-14, something like that, 21-17 written all over it. I just don't have a feel on the game because, look, I think Penn State's a better team, but holy crap, I love Dan Lanning. That team comes to play. When it's a big game, they just do it right. So I'm very torn from that standpoint, and I don't trust James Franklin.
Yeah, and that's fair. And James Franklin, who I used to joke around, we called him Jimmy Covers, because he would always find the extra points late in games to make sure he got that cover, especially against dogs, is 0-3 against the spread this year. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk in State College. Well, you know, he's not going as hard after those covers because he's resting guys. He knows it's a 16-game season. I just have questions about this Penn State offense. And I think, like John said, the best way to find some consistency in your offense is to lean on the O-line in the run game. I think it keeps it way under the total. And I think this is an opportunity for Oregon. Not that Oregon at all in the last 15 years has flown under the radar, even through the first 4 weeks this year. But I think it's an opportunity for them to jump firmly into the middle of the national championship conversation, even though for many people they've already been there, without even necessarily a win. I think this is a tight ball game down to the final possession. It's why I hate the hook on this thing. And if I had to bet a side, I would bet Oregon plus the 3.5 and then just be happy if my alma mater ekes out the victory. But my most likely bet on this one is definitely going to be the under, as long as it doesn't drop much more from what we're looking at right now at a 51.5. A couple of SEC games on the slate as well that have a lot to do with, like we talked about, a wide open top of the SEC. Let's start in Oxford. Number 4 LSU on the road at number 13 Ole Miss. Ole Miss took it to Tulane last week. I did not expect that. That's a good Green Wave team, and Ole Miss took it to them. Trinidad Chambliss has fit in just fine at quarterback for them, taking over 670 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks in his 2 starts, plus 195 yards on the ground this season as well, 5.5 a clip. LSU defense, though, is just suffocating, John. 9th in the country in points per game allowed, 10th in rushing yards allowed. It's kind of an irresistible force, immovable object game because Ole Miss has a top 10 offense in yards per game. But I also think it's an opportunity for a really good LSU defense that came into the year somewhat unheralded because of the amount of new personnel involved to take advantage of this quarterback. And if you're giving me LSU money line or even LSU, a point and a half probably isn't worth it right now. But LSU money line at even money, it's tough on the road in the SEC, but that's the angle I like in this one, is that defense forcing Chambliss into mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely that makes sense to me. You know, you have a lot more proven commodities with LSU and Nussmeier in that offense than necessarily you do with the backup there at Ole Miss. A couple of things. One is Lane told me to take the over.
Yes, it did.
And I was taught to listen to my coaches. And I would say this, like, I know what you're saying about LSU's defense is not wrong. It is elite. It is certainly the best that Ole Miss is going to have seen by this point. But there is just something about these Ole Miss games where they just turn into shootouts. You know, like, it's just like they're just amazing scoring partners. Like, Kentucky looked like an amazing offense against Ole Miss 3 weeks ago, you know, and the total was like 51.5, 50.5. They go over at the end with the field goal. I actually do like the over in this game. I mean, LSU has a guy in Garrett Nussmeier who is certainly capable of getting into a shootout and you feel comfortable with. I feel like Chambliss, any quarterback that plays for Lane Kiffin, honestly, is going to be capable of moving the ball and scoring points. So I actually do like the over in this game, even though I agree with you that LSU's defense is elite. I think there's just something about the water in Oxford where you're just going to get to a shootout when you play those guys.
I could see that. I don't know if I'm – I must be the only one. I don't get the LSU hype. And this is maybe where preseason rankings come into play too. Clemson's awful. Awful. Florida's awful. Like, who has LSU beat? Like, what have they done? They haven't done anything. I mean, not even who they beat. Who they played well. What good team have they played where they played well? They haven't. They haven't played a good team yet. So that's the one thing I have, the hesitation. That's why I kind of like Ole Miss here. My only problem with Ole Miss is I could absolutely see Ole Miss being a soft team, laying a stinker against a really quality opponent. You know, LSU is – they always have good players. They always have good quality players. But they barely beat Clemson. Clemson stinks. They barely beat Florida. Florida stinks. I'm not sold on LSU. LSU, I think, is – again, they got a lot of talent, but they haven't put it together yet.
Yeah, and I do have my questions. I mean, if we want to talk about who's beaten who at this point, Choppy, like, I have my questions about Ole Miss, too. I know I thought Tulane mm-hmm. – maybe I think Tulane's a whole lot better than they really are. And they're not good. I mean, they fought it out against Arkansas at home. They barely got away against Kentucky, who's just an awful team this year. You hung 63 on Georgia State. I think maybe that's the storyline in this one, is it's just a prove-me matchup for both of these teams. Prove to me that you belong in the conversations that we're putting you in at the top of the SEC, John.
I have absolutely no issue with that. I really don't. I mean, I think sometimes we get into these situations and it's like, all right, I know like the market has set the price here, but it's like, I'll pay to see it. Right. Like I will pay to see Ole Miss beat this LSU team, which to your point, I mean, they're the team that's now, again, I think, I guess my counter would be Clemson stinks, Florida stinks. So their resume is kind of shrinking up too. And it's not like they looked that impressive in either of those games, albeit, you know, Clemson was on the road first game of the season. I don't, you know, that probably still meant something. But, you know, you could poke holes in all these teams' resumes, but I have no issue with that. If you want to say, hey, I don't think this Ole Miss team is anywhere near what it looks like on paper. It's a backup quarterback. I'm going to pay plus money to see it. I think that makes total sense. I wouldn't lose sleep over that one.
Another big matchup in the SEC, and it seems like one team may have found their sea legs finally after a rough start to the year, but now they're going someplace they haven't won in a decade. It's Bama and Georgia. Saturday night, this one will be going up against the whiteout on TV, so get the multi-screen ready. Ty Simpson against Gunnar Stockton, number 17 tied. Dogs in Athens, that's no surprise. The 3 to 3.5 is the really important part of this. It was 3.5 earlier in the week, back to 3. If you can find the hook, I think that's the way to go if you're looking for Bama, obviously. If you're on Georgia, grab it at 3 because I just if you're asking me to make this a simple matchup, a quarterback versus quarterback, I think Stockton has proved a lot to us over the last week or two, John, and I lean Georgia against an Alabama team. That's great. Like I said, you seem to have found your footing just a little bit in the last couple of weeks, but I can't get the visions of Tallahassee out of my head.
Well, I would say a couple of things. One is Florida State better than we thought. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you'd have said, if the number 8 had been next to their name in the first game of the season, like we would probably be talking about that team and that game and that loss in a different way. With that being said, I mean, I don't think Alabama's done anything to change the opinion. Like, they beat up on a horrible Wisconsin team that everybody's killing, beat up on Louisiana, whoever, some directional Louisiana school. I mean, Georgia won at Tennessee. Georgia was down 21-7 at Tennessee, one of the best offenses in the country. Alabama might be better than they looked against Florida State, but like that ain't going to be enough, bro. Just being better than you looked against Florida State ain't going to be enough on the road at Georgia. So I would beat Georgia all day here.
I am Georgia the whole way. That team plays different at home. That's a great environment. Kirby plays to the crowd. He knows what he's doing. I still wonder the fit with DeBoer at Alabama. I question the talent. You know, I know they say it's great talent. I mean, I'm with John. Like, who'd they beat since? Wisconsin. Everybody beats Wisconsin. Louisiana Monroe. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I can't get Tallahassee out of my head. And I just trust Georgia. I would like Alabama to win this game. It would help. I think it would help Tennessee out because maybe, you know, we beat Alabama. It gives boost to the Bama win. I have no idea. Maybe you want to lose to the eventual undefeated Bulldogs. Who knows? By 3. But I think Georgia all the way at 3.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something to see, too. If Bama loses this one, as most of us expect, and then they go home to try and lick their wounds against a suddenly surprising to a lot of people Vanderbilt team and a Vandy team with Livin' La Vida Pavia Loca comes in there and upsets Bama. Kalen DeBoer isn't going to make it to Halloween in Tuscaloosa. He's just not. Even as good as Vanderbilt is, people, the knives will be out. One more quick one I want to touch on very quickly because all of a sudden it's become interesting in the Big Ten, the second tier of the Big Ten. 21 USC at 23 Illinois, who got thumped by Indiana last week. This one's going to be played at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So the Trojans' body clocks might be ready for this. They might not. USC, since joining the Big Ten, 0-4 against the spread in the Central and Eastern time zones. They are laying only a point and a half, or excuse me, laying 6.5. I don't know where I got a point and a half. And like I said, Illinois coming off the waxing by Indiana. And I still like USC's defense, John.
Yeah, I think the only issue for me is just that time difference, man. Whether it's a college basketball team coming over or a football team. Plus, Illinois is just, like you said, I think coming off that embarrassment. I think this is actually a pretty decent spot for Illinois to cover this number. Not that I think they're a great team or anything, but I just think it's a pretty good spot directionally, you know, for them to come out and give their best.
Yeah, I like the Illinois number right there for them. I bet Illinois last week stupidly, so I'm not touching it. Just because of that, I'm boycotting for 1 week here. I'm not totally sold on USC and going there on the road. Time difference just seems like an odd number for me, so I'll stay away. But I think if I would lean Illinois plus 6.5.
Yeah, the number at basically a touchdown. I don't think I like a side in this one. Again, I like USC's defense, and this total was shot up to 60.5. And I USC's defense has only given up 90 rushing yards per game, 90, 93, something like that. It's top 25 in the country. Illinois does not run the ball exceedingly well. They're middle of the pack. And Illinois' defense has been terrible at getting off the field on third downs. I want to say they're 90th in the country, giving up a 41% conversion rate on third down. So I think I like the under on this one. And again, I'm not leaning aside given a touchdown type number, but I'll take the under on USC Illinois. So the man is out. He hasn't been 40 for a while, and now he's looking for a job. Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. We'll touch on that, get you some of our favorite bets for Week 5 as well next here on BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A lot of big news in Oklahoma this week for the college football world as we head into Week 5. Thanks for joining us here on BetMGMU. We talked about the John Mateer injury. We'll get into Mike Gundy in just a second. Some of our favorite bets. We'll parlay a few things as well coming up in just a few minutes alongside RJ Choppy. John Martin had to step away. This is BetMGMU here for you every weekend, live coast to coast on the BetMGM network, always available in podcast form inside your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, and always on YouTube as well. You can watch the show at the BetMGM network. So Mike Gundy is out, Choppy, in the middle of his 21st season. He gets bounced after an ugly loss to Tulsa. He will leave the Cowboys, though, and there's been a lot of revisionist history because of how ugly it was over the last year plus at Oklahoma State. But he will leave with almost twice as many wins as losses, 170-90, his record as head coach at Oklahoma State, a dozen bowl wins, went to a bowl in 18 consecutive seasons, 8 10-win seasons, 24-win seasons, 5 top 15 finishes. When Oklahoma State was good under Gundy, they were usually very good, especially in a part of the world where not only are they little brother to Oklahoma, but they've got to deal with everything in Texas as far as recruiting goes as well. The Horns, A&M, up-and-coming Sonny Dykes TCU program, everything else. Some of those smaller schools that have jumped onto the radar over the last 5 or 6 years as well. So let's start with Gundy and looking back at his career at Oklahoma State. It's more than just the "I'm a man, I'm 40" rant from what is now like 20 years ago, which is hard to believe.
Yeah.
At the beginning of his career there. Love him or hate him, he always had the Cowboys in the conversation, it felt like, going into the beginning of the year every year in the Big 12.
He did. I think the best comps for Oklahoma State's program are Kansas State and Virginia Tech. And the two guys, you know, Beamer and then Bill Snyder and then Mike Gundy. And I think he's kind of like – now, I think, you know, Bill Snyder and Frank Beamer are better coaches slightly. But I think the comps play for those two programs with Oklahoma State. This was a very good coach. It's a very good program. It's not easy. You know, Stillwater's awful. They've got cross-Canadian ragweed, and that's it. Like, that's all they've got. They're a little brother to Oklahoma. Oklahoma left them in the dust for the SEC, bailed on them. They're competing with Texas and Texas A&M and Texas Tech and SMU and TCU, all for the same kids. They're competing with Arkansas for those very same kids, to be honest with you, and LSU. It's very difficult to win at Oklahoma State. The moment that T. Boone Pickens passed away and the money dried up and, you know, he was Mike Gundy's lifeline. He really was. Mike did not embrace the portal. Very Dabo-esque of him.
Right.
I know Oklahoma State fans are like, okay, it was time. We're sad to see him go, but it was time. We had to get rid of him. He had lost everything. He was just, you know, there were some reports that he was, you know, getting, you know, a little bit too heavy-handed with the program and within the university. So it was absolutely time to make this move. Credit to the university, too, for doing it before week four for them, because prior to four games, those players could still redshirt. Right? They could still get a redshirt. So credit to them. You know, they might lose them, but they weren't that good anyway. I do now wonder their next play. Their next play in terms of who they're going to go get, because it's a good job, but is Clemson available? Is Florida available? What's going to happen? Who takes Virginia Tech's job? Is Arkansas available? Those are all better jobs. Those are all better jobs than outside of Virginia Tech. Those are all better jobs than Oklahoma State.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see which direction they go. And it seems to be two clear lanes they can choose at this point based on the names that are being bounced around. You could go with a Power 5 or, I guess, Power 2 coordinator who's maybe looking for his first head coaching gig, right? Like Will Stein, the OC at Oregon. Especially if he has a huge game against Penn State this week, that's going to open a lot of doors for him. They could stay in state. Ben Arbuckle, the OC at Oklahoma, could be another one. Or Shannon Dawson has been talked about a lot, the Miami OC, who's helped, you know, Cam Ward and now Carson Beck and produced a lot of results inside that offense and maybe been a little bit of a quarterback whisperer. And then you've got the other really clear lane of small school, group of five guys who have a background recruiting in that highly competitive Texas atmosphere. Jeff Traylor at UTSA has already been mentioned. Not sure how hot his name still is, given that they're like 9-8 over the last two seasons. G.J. Kinney at Texas State. He's a Tulsa alum, a good offensive mind, according to a lot of people. Eric Morris at North Texas, another offensive guy, 3-0 start this year, Texan. By blood. So all of those names seem to be the two different lanes. The one name I will just immediately cross off, and it's nothing personal against this guy, because I think as a dude, he's a guy I'd want to go out and have a beer or 17 with, depending on what kind of night it is for him. Do not entertain the idea that I've heard kicked around by some of bringing Dana Holgorsen back to the Big 12, the Nebraska OC. That doesn't do it for me. If I'm Oklahoma State, that's something that'll last a couple of years and then Dana will grow stale again. I would look more at those group of five guys who are head coaches of rising programs with decent offenses at North Texas, at Texas State, at UTSA. Those are the guys I'd look at first, I think, Choppy.
Well, I think the trailer, Jeff Traylor is a name to consider. You know, the issue is, you know, did he get the Texas Tech offer and he turned it down to stay at UTSA? Like, why would he do that and then jump to Oklahoma State? Obviously, you get the big names like the Summerall and the Golishes, but, you know, I think they're holding off for bigger, better jobs. I think they're holding off to see what happens with Napier. I think they're holding off to see what happens at Clemson. Does Shane Beamer go to Virginia Tech? That job opens then. Is that a better job? Does Pittman get fired at Arkansas? Does Rhett Lashley take that at SMU? Or does one of those guys go after that one and Lashley stays? If SMU is open, is that a better job than Oklahoma State? They got more money and they're in a good conference, but is it a better job? I don't know. Whoever it is, look, you've got to be able to fundraise. You've got to be able to bring in cash. I know I've heard Oklahoma State fans say they want John Gruden. Now you want to talk about somebody who might be able to raise money.
Yeah.
He's a name. And in today's modern football, NIL, you've got to be able to raise some cash. If you can't raise cash, you're screwed. And I know they had all of T Boone's money, but I think T Boone's money is just dried up now. I don't think there is T Boone money anymore.
Yeah, I think Gruden is an interesting avenue, but then you wonder if he comes in and lays a foundation for a couple of years, is he back in the NFL eventually or onto a bigger program? It's a million different ways they can go. We'll keep an eye on it as the season progresses, see what happens to transfers as well. But we got to get to some bets before we wrap up today's edition of BetMGMU. And no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. You can use a parlay boost token inside your BetMGM app this weekend to boost that potential payout from any of your winning college football parlays. Choppy, you're the king of the pizza money parlays. I'll let you go first.
All right, let's just throw these three together. We'll throw Georgia -3 against Alabama. Mm-hmm. We'll take the Oregon Penn State under 51.5. And then we'll take UNT -12.5 against South Alabama. I love what Eric Morris has done. I think that would be a fantastic name for Oklahoma State. You mentioned him in that last little bit. What he has done there is nothing short of fantastic. They have the best turnover celebration in the sport. Don't let anybody fool you. Have you seen this?
No.
They get, yeah. Now, backstory. UNT is the alma mater of one Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes.
So their turnover celebration is they've got the championship belt. They take two cans of whatever, clang them together, and then drink. That is the greatest turnover celebration there is. Anybody else can come with their fur coats, their turnover chain, their basketball hoop where you could dunk it, or Butch Jones getting the trash can out there like he did. Anything, nothing, nothing beats that turnover celebration. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
There we go.
All right. I like that. Georgia, I think we were all on. Oregon, Penn State under, I think we're all on. The UNT -12.5 against South Alabama. Choppy sprinkles into his parlay as well. I'm going to go with three games that we have already talked about. I mentioned the Oregon, Penn State under. I really do think this game is going to be so much more about the defenses and how Oregon handles Penn State's rushing attack, obviously. Penn State is going to want to slow this game down, I think, and lean on the run game. And how Oregon's quarterback handles the pressure of Penn State's defense. If Dante Moore has a good game, it could blow this number up and could blow up Penn State's national championship hopes right along with it. I don't suspect that, though. I think this one stays under 51.5. So Oregon, Penn State under 51.5. I mentioned the Southern Cal defense is not your typical Trojans defense that you think of from the past 5 to 10 years. I know they're going on the road against Illinois. Maybe that lends itself to some offensive rustiness from the Trojans, but I think they'll be able to shut down Illinois' offense. Conversely, with that number all the way up into the 60s, I'll take the under there as well. And give me LSU money line. This could blow up in my face gloriously as well because it's Brian Kelly on the road in the SEC and what will probably be a tight game down to the wire. But give me LSU even money on the money line and then let me goose that number with the Oregon Penn State under and the USC Illinois under as well. And oh, by the way, we're going to use that BetMGM parlay boost token as well. Probably going to get me a nice little 6-1, 7-1 kind of number. I like that for my parlay this weekend.
That's good.
I'm sure John has one that's filled with American Conference bets I'm sure Memphis may be involved somehow, but we can get that from him off the air and recap you on it next week, which we will do heading into week six, which will be another massive week of matchups in college football. We thank you for joining us on this week five. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast, search BetMGMU, and get us live every Friday night and Saturday morning right here on the BetMGM Network. For producer Zach Krall, for John Martin, for RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.